Fight. Liu Cyborg. Liu Kang. Shang Tsung. Scorpion. Shao Kahn. Raiden. Sub-Zero.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the MK Mobile Podcast. This is actually officially the 37th episode for this podcast. And I know it does say episode 36, but that is because a couple episodes actually had like a follow-up cast to them. But that really isn't important right now. And also has absolutely nothing to do with this episode. Because in this episode, I thought it would be fun to look at old MKX mobile features and just see if there's a way to resurrect them. Bring them back from the dead like Slasher Jason. And also to see if we can bring new life to them, kind of like Unstoppable Jason's SP number 2. Oh my god, all roads end at MK Mobile, just like that. Anyways, some of these features have completely been removed from the game, and some are actually still in the game, but I think they deserve to have another look at them and have the dust blown off of them. So, before we start, we have to unleash the Test Your Might. So I'm going to read off a question about a certain MK Mobile character, and you will have the entire episode to think about the answer. Okay, let's get started with this Test Your Might. This Test Your Might is different in the fact that it is an audio-only Test Your Might. So I am actually in the Feats of Strength section on my game right now, and I'm about ready to play a taunt from a certain character, and you will have to guess what that character is, and then we'll answer it right at the end. So here we go. Ready?
Killing it since 95.
That's right. If you didn't hear it, I'll play it one more time.
Killing it since 95.
There you go. That is your Test Your Might question for this episode of the MK Mobile Podcast. Now, let's get into the ideas that I think need to be relooked at, maybe brought back to the game, and possibly just updated and have the dust blown off of them, kind of like I was talking about earlier. The first one is the ally feature. So we're going to start off by going all the way back to the year 2015 when our favorite game was actually called MKX Mobile and players could help other players during battles. Think of it kind of like a cameo fighter. You know how the soon-to-be-released MK1 has the cameo fighter feature? Well, MKX Mobile actually had it first and it was called an ally attack. This was a feature that you could only use in battle mode and would allow you to have a list of up to about 20 friends, I think. I'm questioning 20 because you could actually buy friend slots with ally coins. Yeah, that's right. It actually even had its own currency. So anyways, before entering a fight, you could select an ally that you wanted to help you out. At the start of the fight, the ally's character icon would appear in the middle of the screen at the bottom. As the fight progressed, a yellow outline would start forming around that character icon. And when it was all the way around it, you could use them. And when you selected that character, basically they would tag in and perform whatever x-ray that character had. It was actually really helpful for me when I was starting this game because I just had a very low roster, a lot of silvers, a lot of bronzes, and I was trying to fight my way through battle mode, and I needed all the help I could get. Granted, that was 8 years ago, but I still remember to this day of how helpful that was. It granted extra damage, and if you chose wisely, the x-ray might even help everyone, possibly giving the whole team health regen or something to that effect. So I really like that feature and I would love to see it come back, but I think I would actually like to see an upgraded version of it where the ally would tag in and perform like a brutality or a friendship or a fatal blow. I mean, just imagine selecting like a scorpion as your ally and having him show up and burn up your opponent whenever you wanted. Or maybe you get a Kano and they come in and laser the person's head off and then pee all over the ground. I mean, it'd be freaking awesome. It's basically like a brutality cameo. I think it'd be freaking sweet. Okay, so that's the first idea. Now let's talk about the next feature that I think would be awesome to revive. And that is interactables, stage interactables.
But GGG, there were never stage interactables in MKX Mobile.
Well, you're wrong if you said that. Even if you thought it, you're wrong. Because there was, and there still is. And I'm going to give you a couple seconds to kind of guess where that is. Where those stage interactables are located is in battle mode in the very last fight against Kitana. Specifically, I'm talking about the cleansing orbs you have to press on to rid yourself of the poison DOT that boss Kitana has. She has a very specific modifier, and I don't have it in front of me, but if you played against her in that fight in battle mode, you know what I'm talking about. Basically, her modifier gives her the ability to give you poison or inflict you with poison damage over time, and then at that moment, these yellowish, whitish orbs start lifting from the bottom of the screen, and if you tap on them, you cleanse yourself of that damage over time. And that is huge, because to me, it shows that it can be added and it works. I'm just saying, imagine fighting at the refugee camp stage and being able to like tap on the burning trash cans and make them explode, causing like a fire damage over time to your opponent. Or possibly you're on the pit stage and you tap on one of the lanterns and does the same thing. Or imagine you are mid-battle at Quan Chi's fortress and you are next to Shao Kahn's hammer in the background and you can just pick it up and smash it over your opponent's head. That'd be freaking awesome. Oh, okay, how about this? How about during a fight? You hit your opponent with a certain number of times, and maybe using like the correct sequence of attacks, maybe like five special one attacks or something like that. And then Dan Forden pops up and says,
"Toasty."
And if you tap him quick enough, you get teleported to fight some like random boss fight out of any of the towers. And then you have a chance of maybe getting that tower gear if you win. Come on, there's so many possibilities with this. So many possibilities. And the fact that it is in the game already, I mean, it's there. Let's do it. Let's revive this thing. Let's do it. I'm talking to you out there, you devs. You can do it. You have the power. I believe in you all. You can do it. Okay. Anyways, let's talk about the next idea. And that is the actual home screen and the lack of a very important element, your favorite character. Okay, so back in the day, you had the option of customizing your home screen with whatever character you wanted so long as you own that character and it was in your roster. You could select your fighter and they would show up on the main menu and actually show up pretty prominently as well, taking up a good portion on the left-hand side of the home screen. You need to realize the home screen back then looked nothing like it does now. You just had a few items that were on there, maybe like a couple challenges, maybe like a battle mode, maybe faction wars, and that was kind of it. Now, it looks like you walked into a damn carnival with like all the flashy colors and graphics everywhere. And I get it, you know, for a developer or for somebody making a game, that is really valuable property. That is some prime real estate right there. And that is where you're going to want to try to sell what you have to sell. But it is kind of like definitely missing that customization and just that like personalization feel. But I do think it'd be pretty neat to bring it back. But I think why even stop there? What about the ability to have your favorite team out in front? So basically having your three favorite characters right there to greet you when you log in. And along the same lines, I would love to see the war banner get an option to like export it as an image. That's the only spot to really customize and really like personalize your account. And it's the smallest darn thing on the screen. If you want to show off your war banner, you basically have to like take a screenshot and then you like do a little resize and it's just kind of ridiculous. So I'm going to throw that in there too. But let's move on to the very last lost and almost forgotten feature, and that is the character viewer screen. We still have that option, but back in the mid-20-teens, the character viewer looked a lot different. So when you selected your character, you would see him or her in a sick pose, and the screen would slowly pan from the left and to the right, basically kind of like you could view your character in MKX and most fighting games, but very similar to MKX. I think they were standing on like some rocks and maybe there's some skulls or something like that. But I say bring that back, but have the character reflect what equipment is loaded on the character at that time. I have no idea how that can be done or if it's even possible, but I do know it would look awesome and certainly give birth to a ton of amazing screenshots. For real. I can just imagine. So those were just some of the ideas I could think of. I know there's more, and maybe I'll do like a part two to this. Maybe I'll have some guests on and we can go over other things that we'd like to see revived or just ideas in general for the game. I think that'd be a really fun podcast. So maybe stay tuned for that. But please let me know in the comments below if you're watching this on YouTube, if you agree with my ideas, if you have any of your own, and if you're viewing this on Spotify or listening to this on Spotify, go to my Twitter page at GameTimeGaming1 and leave me some ideas there of what you thought of this podcast and maybe other ideas as well. So we need to finish this off. We need to finish this off with the answer to test your might. Okay, of course, the clue was this character's taunt, which was
killing it since 95.
Well, and if you guessed classic movie John Cage, you are correct. And of course,
I'm not just a pretty face.
That's right. He's not just a pretty face. He is one of the three classic movie characters. So the answer, classic movie Johnny Cage. I'm sure most of you got that right. I had no doubt in my mind. So with that, everybody, I'm going to wrap this episode up. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, let me know in the comments. Let me know on Twitter if you enjoyed it. And thank you, everybody, who is sticking around and helping me out with these and just supporting me with this project. It's very fun. So, and that's all I got. That is all I got. So, all right, everybody, have a great night, morning, afternoon, evening, whatever the time of day it is for you. Hope you're having a great one, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye. Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the MK Mobile Podcast. The MK Mobile Podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. And if you like this content, don't forget to subscribe to me on YouTube as well as follow me on Twitter at GameTimeGaming1, where you'll find MK Mobile information, gameplay, and more.